Good day, everyone, from me, Andre Fuljoen, bringing you this week's Gateway News God Stories of Africa, a look at some of the stories that were published in Gateway News this week. The presidential election drama unfolding in the United States caught our attention once again. South African evangelist and Gateway News columnist Lindy Ann Hopley, who has been in Washington, D.C. for a series of huge prayer and worship events in the nation's capital in the 6 weeks running up to the election day last Tuesday, filed a special Facebook Live report the day after the election. Standing in front of the Trump International Hotel in Washington, she urged believers to pray for righteousness and justice and a godly election outcome that glorifies Jesus. One of the most hotly contested elections in U.S. history, Election 2020 is seen by many Christians as a spiritual battle, a direct clash between values that are dear to freedom-loving, Bible-believing Christians and those of so-called progressives who see biblical values as an obstacle to realizing their politically correct secular utopia. In her message, Lindy Ann declares that despite an apparent setback at the polls amidst allegations of widespread election fraud involving his opponents, Trump will win a second term as prophesied by a number of noted Christian prophets, a view that has since been echoed by several prominent Christian leaders who are also calling for intensive prayer in this time of chaos and contention. In other news, we report that Malawi plans to open an embassy in Jerusalem, which will make it the first African country to do so. This was announced on Tuesday by Malawian Foreign Minister Eisenhower Mkaka during a visit to Israel. Other headlines include lawyers asked to take pro-life doctor's case to High Court, villagers beheaded, fleeing refugees drown in northern Mozambique, powerful new documentary on gender and sexuality now available in Africa, and Pope opposes same-sex marriage, was quoted out of context, Vatican. You can read all these stories and more online at gatewaynews.co.za or get the news via Facebook at Gateway News page, on Twitter at Gateway News ZA, or in our weekly newsletter. God bless you abundantly until we meet again in next week's Gateway News God Stories of Africa.